you say a total of 1273 learners were trained through the National Skills Fund. What happened to them? When you have a capacity program, do you incorporate them to get them in service training, or do you just train people and don't incorporate them? Chairperson, the other question is, the Honourable Matiela already spoke to you, said that this is just prestige in the end. You have a target of 2, but 6 events were actually carried out. Why do you target so many? Is it for you to look good? You target 2, you reach 6. Shouldn't you look at the familiar chapter over the 21 years? And shouldn't you anyway a budget for unforeseen things that can happen? What I'm saying, prestige events happen. And if you target 20 years, 40 years, and only 10 happen, then it's a good. That can be rolled over. That money can be kept for rolled over at National Treasury within 6 years. But you can't target 2. You say there you did the late comrade's funeral and the memorial. You target the scope. The scope has the budget has to be easier. So 2 must happen. So with the 2, you have to direct to budget for more than Chairperson, on page 24, there's a lot of understanding. I'm not satisfied with the explanation given to us. One of the members alluded to the EPW program, the 70 million people. This is the lifeline of the community. EPW, you must keep your thumb on the pulse of EPWP. It's a pity that a DG of EPWP is here. Is he here? Is he here? Are you ready? You can keep there for challenges with me. What are you doing? This is a quarterly ministry. After the first quarter, you should zoom in and see, here's a problem. What can you do with an help of national treasure? And chapter 7, this thing, I don't know why we are given this one. I would have loved us that we should have gone from program to program. I know there's a leader to that. But we can waste paper a day if nothing is done about it. Chairperson, I've alluded to the prestige event. I would love you to switch to that one, page 39 and 39. The 6 events that was a cabinet support, the best standard every year. It must be budgeted. Media briefing, that's standard. Every year, there must be budgeted. You know, at least a few of them. State of the nation, must be budgeted. Budget speech, must be budgeted. Now you say, you are praying for 2. Which 2? Which 2 did you want to leave up? You must start from 4. Plus. Unforeseen. Any chairperson? On program 4, page 35, 36, targeted not item 3, rush of amazement, environment profession, target question. What environment profession is one of the entities that is in charge. In my budget speech, I alluded to the fact that 24% of all engineers are registered. 24. So, you can't come here and say that's not the case. Then you must screw up the DG or the DBG that is responsible for the thing. As in page 36, number 4, number 5, number 8, even the 6 even. What happened to 6? Page 36 of 39. So what happened to it? Device, part of the comic book, white paper developed. Mm-hmm. How far are you? If it's not achieved, how far are you? I will stop you. Because most of the questions that I needed to post were already checked. Thank you.
Honorable member, thank you very much. Honorable Mugu, your turn to make your comments and questions. After Honorable Mugu, I'll give the department time for a rejoin. Then after that, we'll have another round of questions. Honorable Mugu.
Thank you, Chair. The question that I would have asked that came through my colleague, so I don't want to waste time on that. But my question is, I think, for clarity. We just considered the budget for the department. But what we are getting here is the report of the black cost. Now, if that report, that this presentation is done before we go to the current budget, wouldn't that have informed us about what we're considering? I think it would be in a much better position to be able to say, look, in your previous budget you did this and this, now you're asking for this and this, or, you know, I think procedurally this is how it should be. But now we're looking at the old report, but we've already passed the budget. We have already considered the budget. And so I think it's the procedure, as far as I'm concerned, is not right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
set of questions and comments that you have to go through. This is why I think that sometimes we need to be able to try to do harmful ones. I recognize.
Thank you, sir. We have great respect to each of the members. And then I will give you the request of the information. I will start with the CFO. All the questions.
Thank you, Chair and honorable members. There was a question on the issue around the payment of taxes at the level of 60% construction. I think we acknowledge that there are tried to explain the comments of the DG earlier. So this is largely due to the request or the change in the verification of the banking details of the providers that needed to be done by the Treasury, and then further reference in the last quarter of the financial year. In actual fact, in terms of the performance of our total spend or our total fact payments, performance of our payments to providers in 30 days, I can report that I'm inserting annual cumulative number at 89% for the main vote, and compared that to 30% for previous years. So that's been an improvement. And then for PMT, we're looking at paying 90% of our service providers in 30 days. And there's been a slight regression in terms of the current year, which when compared to last year we had 93%. And then purely as a result of the request to service providers to verify their banking details. In addition to that, it was also as a result of us having introduced a new payment accounting system to try and improve our efficiencies in terms of our operations and our billing and collection and payment of our suppliers. As is normal, you know, with all production systems, there are always technical hiccups that came about. Also, towards quarter three, early quarter four. But now the system is stabilized, and we believe that we're going to get back and call back to the 93 in terms of spending or paying for providers of five. So yes, I think we acknowledge the fund that has been made. We've introduced a fair number of improvements around interventions around the payment of supplies in 30 days, and the benefits of that will come, and we'll see that in the new financial year. Then there was a question on the I think it was on the regular expenditure, that why did we plan to have the regular expenditure? I think I can report that we did not plan to have the regular expenditure. It is what we are fixed with currently. You will recall that in the previous year we had reported the regular expenditure to the tune of about 25 billion rand, which was a outcome of a rigorous exercise that we undertook in response to a negative finding by the AG spending a couple of many years. Where we went back to the financial years 2009 and 10, up to the year 2013-14, which is a period of 5 years, and went and checked all the transactions of the department to identify what could be regular expenditure, and it came to a number of about 35 billion rand out of about 390,000 transactions. Now, that's the figure, that's the balance that should be in our financial statements or in our annual report of last year. Now, in terms of the Treasury regulations, you need to be able to deal with the regular expenditure. And we then set the target to deal with that number, which comes back many years, to deal with it, and there's a prescribed process to deal with it. For the number of the regular expenditure, the process being you're going to investigate and find where the fault, charge, reclaim the money, and all of that. Now, in terms of the investigations process itself,
there are 41 different criteria for a transaction to be identified as a regular expenditure. But when we identified the regular expenditure, when we reviewed the transaction, we actually went through the transaction and looked at what could be possibly be as a result of the regular as a result of which the transaction could be regular. And whenever there was an eventuality in one case, we put it in as a regular expenditure. But when it comes to the investigation, it means you have to take it through the entire 41 potential scenarios. Now, this is a massive task. You look at it when I said about 390,000 transactions, spending many years, that you have to investigate and take through the process of testing against the 41 criteria. Now, this requires us as a department to establish an investigative capacity to investigate all of these transactions. Now, this is not something that you can do with one year. It's a multi-year process. And the candidate that set was precise to try and work out. In the first year, we said we'll try and deal with 5% of the student expenditure, which is 5% of 5 billion, which is 10% of 2.5 billion, 5% would be about 1.7 billion. We've managed more or less about 10% of 2.5 billion, maybe up to 4% of the reduction of the fund. It is different to us saying, how do we ensure that we are not going to cause any more to the expenditure in terms of transactions that originate from the time that we have done this exercise to today, that we should not have the expenditure. We are planning for a zero when it comes to that. Obviously, with respect to all transactions that or contracts that we already have, there's a carryover of the contractual obligations, which because of the originating transaction being irregular, even the subsequent payments that relate to that were also changed. So that's the, I just wanted to explain that indicator that we've achieved, about 9%, 10% of the target that you've set for 5%, and not necessarily that you're planning to have 5% in the direction of how we're going to reduce it as we went along. I'm just trying to identify another transactional question related to finance. I think there was a transaction on the spending generally. I think I've tried to on HR, okay. And then related to EPWC, my colleague had said she would like to take that question, but I was trying to spend in general terms that and that position that you know, the issue around and the final proposition of things that for us to be able to employ the people, we needed to have some kind of a request for treasury in terms of additional funding to move the money to a compensation. And obviously, this comes later in the year. You can't employ without having secured the money to ensure that you can spend. Otherwise, you'll end up with an amortized expenditure. But the specific ones for people that would be at the end of the day.
My name is Ignatian Slayton, I'm the DDT government. Chairperson, I view the questions around the turnaround of the business model. With respect to the turnaround fund, we have a presentation next week Tuesday with this committee where the details around the spending of turnaround funds and the turnaround program will be presented. So I'm hoping that both sides will answer and we'll deal with it in detail next week. We are invited to attend for the committee that starts next Tuesday. With respect to the business model, during the current year, the delivery of infrastructure through construction has been selected for the development of a detailed business model, including business process mapping and sales operating procedures around the infrastructure delivery management system methodology. So that's very much a focus for the current year of next 12 months. By the end of the first quarter, 2015-16, we are required to deliver a business case in this regard. So the business model for infrastructure will be the focus for the next 12 months. Chairperson, for yourself, with respect to the IDT and the reduction of transfers to the IDT, the department has been assisting the IDT to develop a business case to ensure that the IDT is sustainable going forward. And that is in fact the case, and the Department will continue to monitor the IDC very closely. I think one of the important interventions that has been made is that the Public Works Family is planning to enter into a formal protocol with the IDC to provide a minimum amount of funds to the IDC over the medium term to give it some kind of financial sustainability and to wean it off its dependence on national treasury funding. So we are hoping that that will help going forward with respect to the IDC. The other question, on page 36, there was no number 6. I want to point out that there is no number 6 for quarter 4. It was delivered, it was not a mistake. In quarter 4, there is the item number 6. It's not a deliverable for quarter 4, so therefore it has been omitted. Chairperson, I just want to conclude on the important comment made by the member regarding the impact of some of our programs. And while accepting what has been said, I want to simply say that the report details the delivery of set targets, which we monitor through the APP. However, we recognize that the importance of measuring impact. However, impact cannot be measured too close after the delivery of a particular outcome. Over a period of time, we will do this. We carry out impact studies to assess and evaluate the delivery of our program. And I know in this regard, EPWP has made more progress than others. And when my colleagues come in from EPWP to respond to EPWP's specific question, she'll be with us for a particular matter. Chairperson, let's cover my answer.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Clive Chiku. I'm the Village Provider. Maybe maybe starting with a very, very tough question around investment. And I just want to indicate that between January and March, we advertised about 56 posts and we filled about 65 of them. And it ranges from some of the finance, inactive regeneration, internal audit for investigation, legal identity, justice, property management, supply chain. Within that number, you'll realize that the previous number that is depicted upon the conference is 37. We advertised about 44 votes, we feel about 74. The reason being that in this first, I mean, in this last quarter, the first 2 months of the year, we were implementing a program of consulting specialists. In other words, we were doing away with the contract of security that we had, and now creating jobs in the department. And these were the jobs that we had created, and we deployed in the future. That is the future. Not in the whole function, just in this one. There was also a question, I'm not going to speak to the challenges around recruitment, I'll leave that. But with regards to skills development, I think the question was, what else? The areas in which we recruited, there's a program which is that seeks to respond to our own challenges around technical and professional skills. You know, the challenge that we have around. So the program we're putting in place will very quickly get a young professional program. So you see the report you spoke of a target of 150 that we achieved by the end of the quarter and the end of the financial year. We are trained these young people in architectural services, company, engineering, civil, mechanical and electrical, medical surveying, property valuation, construction project management, and we also then take on some of of those learners, the learners in this program. So consulting firms, but also executive department, where for mentorship programs. And the qualification has to be linked to the country's criteria. We also have intents, we realize, spoke about those intents, but those are internal developers. So remember that government as a whole has a program of providing young graduates with an opportunity of well-paid training. So the department also has that program. So the 350 are largely intent that was spread across different branches of the department, including the technical intent that then gets awarded to the project. We also have treasury holders. We sponsor young people who then must specialize in areas within the fields of production. So that this is also a problem that seeks to assist us as well in dealing with the problems that are presented. So what we then do, we identify very good performing young people from the whole school. We then provide those programs to the programs in order to go on programs that we then able to contribute to us dealing with the services. They are spread in various universities, in journals, in resource technologies, in sea-based colleges, for journals in the University of Pretoria, University of Hyperfrance, University of Stellenbosch, University of Transfer, Federal University of Technology, University of KZN, Cape Peninsula University, Kimi Inter City College, Kintai Logical College, and also the Heras of Site for those journals in architecture, urban and digital planning, engineering, civil, chemical, mechanical, and electrical, quantity surveying, property valuation, construction, project management, landscape, and so on and so on. We also have 50 management training that is deployed to assist us in cleaning up and verifying our sector. But also within the property management. So there we have. Then within the schools program as well, where we work on the pipeline to use environment programs, also that we've adopted in Peter Sanchez project, across the council, townships, rural schools, rural schools, also special schools, with an emphasis on math and science. The school areas of the province, we've got schools, in the name of the school is Rukulu, a secondary school in Bakura. We've got Leonard from Poma, secondary school in Pumana. Rigori Secondary School, Swatra Center Northwest, ETP Nginga High School in Limpopo, Yani Secondary School in Limpopo, Rakoto Secondary School in New Esther Samantha, Soshamuga South High School, Soshamuga Extension 8 in Kautel, Mbondombi Secondary School in Tijana Extension, St. James Secondary School, Tokyo Baba Extension, Sereleko Secondary School in Tindi Notre Dame, Mabasa Secondary School in KZN, William Tesworth School in Northern Cape, Amadizi School in Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape, Marawa Secondary School in Pico in Eastern Cape, Mabasa Secondary School in Eastern Cape, South Ernest, and Maswatwa Secondary School in Eastern Cape. So, those are the schools that we are collaborating with in order to be able to get them and an improvement program to improve their net. Now, insofar as this is concerned, remember to remember that the type of structure is structure. And one of the things that the department has been doing in this current budget was to begin to revise this structure. Because the existing structure is as old as 2004 and has never been changed. The challenge that is that the core building of services over here has not been adequately. We have a branch called Project and Construction and Social Care. That branch is the one that we use to project management, construction project management function and communication. You will note that the issue of services impacts on that branch. Now that branch, with all the massive projects that goes into hundreds and hundreds of millions of times, only has features which project. Now, just from there, we begin to realize that the thing is staying the problem. So, the reorganization process sought to remedy that by ensuring that this particular branch gets appropriate. But also arising from Minister's policy pronouncement that he also made on the kind of policy shift that he wanted to cover.
this huge device for government. It's interesting that the social services within social contracts are not explained. So that there is a clear focus on the social services, on creating a state capacity. And that is one of the right things that the reorganization of the organization. When all of this happens, the big challenge is that you can't begin to feel the impact against this new area of organization that you're creating, the organization structure, unless you've gone through the appropriate process as described. And that means that once the minister consents, there must be concurrence between the Minister of Public Works and the Minister of Public Services Administration. And once that process is done, there must also be consultation with specialists. Now, once that work is still in the pipeline and not concluded, it can be easy for us to feel the issue against, you know, the administration. That's part of the challenge. So what remedy then do we get? The remedy that we get also in accordance with systems. Because systems does provide ways for this challenge to then to work in. It then provides that with the approval of minister where minister has that right of license for the director general, you can then appoint capacity additional ministers. In other words, within the establishment, you don't have sufficient capacity. So that can be deemed as not as yet legal. So but you can do. Now that is how we sought them to support, for instance, the enterprise and focus. And hence we recruited almost something like 20 engineers in different categories in this financial year, not necessarily in this platform, in this financial year, that were recruited from some of the retired engineers who were then appointed additional engineers to the capacity of the now, that can reflect as being able to deal with the vacancy because it is not within the establishment. That's what that would be once we have an approved supervision project in place. So those are the kind of challenges. But let us also remember that public work is in a political center. And that reorganization of the government is part of that. And hence, these challenges will be there even for some time, maybe the next 2 to 4 months. But I'm sure in the next year or so, members will see the system stabilizing insofar as capacity. But also, we said look at it. We need to fill our pools. I mean, the case will stay for not a year, some 1 year or so. The target that we set for us is that where there is a decision by the base authority, the export of the department, on a priority list of those that we prioritize for the specific financial year. Those posts that have been identified as such, we must not take a year to come. But in accordance with the financial recruitment and so on, and also in accordance with the people of the health system operations, that post must be put within the number of 6 months. The department of the health system is in a lower performance. So in that regard, these are some of the measures of
my name is Gosi Bilagarati. I'm the acting deputy project and professional policy. I will respond to two issues that relate to the project. The first issue is on slide number 17, the issues of capacity. Here we've got two issues. One is internal capacity, which my colleague has just alluded to. Us trying to fill in those. What has happened is that you'll find that we are not able to attract your engineers, electrical, mechanical, and structural in some of the provinces. In our offices in Mabato, Eastern Cape, and Westfield, those are the ones that we suffer.
through these interventions where now we link up with the databases of child protection as a result of that, what is the project. We also linked up with some of the industry players, your council, your EFSA, which is the Engineering Council of Africa, also again to try and establish where we can get these issues. So those other processes are important as well. So this point in time, including private sector, PricewaterhouseCoopers, we are in talks with them so that we can solve more. So let's talk to our intern, and we still have a process that will include a project manager for example. Externally, just to clarify, also what we do, nature of our business, we then contract to contractors to build. We also contract to fans, professional fans, to do the actual design. If you look at our nature of business and the numbers that we do, in a year, we are managing about 3,500 projects per hour. So what we then do, we are following. Work with a contractor there, an architect, to actually do the actual design. When it comes to us, then put an eye within the norm that we set up. That's when our internal people is paid. So those are two things that I explained. The first one is the issue of internal capacity, which is explained, but also we do use external personnel. I will then go to the next issue. The next issue talks to my area, which is the underperformance in terms of projects and the number of questions that we posed, a question of our planning, financial education, and what others can pose next. The responses, I'll start with the issue of planning so that I just clarify also what are the issues here. The DG has also indicated that in our planning, there is also issues of here in fact, which in the past we estimated to take about 6 months, which is 6 months of information. The reality is that at times, this is a process where you can join these policies, where you not then a nuclear protection. So some of the community members will object for a particular process. Now, that is a process that is draft. Now when you get to hit that, it begins to work. Again, the issues of pulpage, municipality are going to go very far. In some areas, again, you find that some municipalities might not be able to go very far. Now we need to replace. So that is the area now that we just isolated to say we need to plan carefully and make sure that we allocate enough time for people to be able to do it. Also, in our actual designs and documents, we include what we call close monitoring in terms of these service providers, making sure that they deliver the delivery in the schedule. Again, in the past, those are the areas where we have problems. But the planning also goes to the client side as well, where even the issue of scope in the past was an issue, where scope would be defined as you start the project, then they want to do that. So again, we also need to look into that to improve and make sure that we assist them, because most of them are not technical. So those were the issues that talked to what really do we mean by planning challenges. I've just indicated in terms of what we put in place. Financial education, you'll find that the service providers that we contract, at times they will poorly perform, at times they will be when they poorly perform, we will then penalize them with penalties, which is part of their contract, to say that we must hold certain amounts, certain penalties per day, that we those are limitations for them. However, also at times, unfortunately, we can for cases that the service can be stopped as far as where terminated because of. Some of them we have to go through the issue of integration, which gets us today, and then the current choice we need to complete the project. So the financial education really from the side of the service provider, we do penalize on penalty. And also we're supposed also to
to facilitate recovery. Because our contract seems to mean that at a time when you get a condition contract, when the contract completes, you must reconcile your finances and the difference in the from your contract. Obviously, at times the business wants to use the issue, that is a different process. But this is the improvement on the same question, the last part. Which has been developed by ourselves and children, which seeks to institutionalize learning and make sure that from the time side, also the learning process in a multi-year fashion, not in an ad hoc kind of time. So that at a given point, we know what process we are going to be saying for implementing the next year. We are not there yet, but we are institutionalizing that. So it's been start now doing the deep learning right here at the point of the center, so that come the next day, so that's what we are putting in place. Again, what we've done is as of now, we put also jointing between at least for five of our major clients, apart from the this jointing, the main purpose is to implement the need progress and absorb challenges. In order to make sure that it's better. So those branching currently, which is also what we're putting in. In this financial year, again, we are reviewing our business process. We've also identified that in our business process, we need to make sure that there is some. We are going to do that. While we are pushing and delivering, but also looking at the business process. Included there is the whole issue of the supply chain, looking at relevant supply chain for procurement processes and that again the department has put for this financial manual. Now, but by the end of this financial year, we will be able to reach the signature of the year. I think it's our time for it. Thank you.
In terms of the
and Eastern Cape has therefore said we will not record any data unless we receive the source document. So unless we see it is the ID, the payment register, and the appearance register. We have not received that, we will not record. And we've been impressed with the way the Eastern Cape has managed that. We mentioned from Malanga because they are also very good at gathering data. But then we picked up on a certain issue. Number one, public body, for example, don't come forward, we wait 3 months, and then 10 days before the close of the quarter, which is, for example, the 15th of April, you will then have a public body wanting to get data in on the 10th of the slot and all of that. And so then what happens is, and there is a big issue. So certain MME units within the provincial coordinating office have said, no, we would go to the public body and we would ask for the data. And then we have certain issues because they got the data from the source, which would be a sister and a hospital, not necessarily a public body, a head office, a manager that's in charge. And then we say, but then who signed with that data? Because one officer we have to sign, we have to say that it's your data as the accounting officer. So it's these things that we say, as inclusive, we need to write up those processes. When data does not necessarily come from the public body in the source document to head office. Where sometimes the MME section says, I can see there's a project, because if the HE goes to the site, the HE will go to the site and the HE will say, is there any other people that will be accessible in the area? And then they will find us to be able to say, but that is not complete. We haven't reported everything on the ground. So we then say that as EPWC, we need to write more than one business process. Business process is data is processed from site directly, business process is data processed from the contractor, business process is processed through a data capturing center, business process is actually, and we've got the one for data capturing center. So that one is really clearly defined. So we're looking at constant improvements with regard to that. Also, when we receive the report back, we send the report to our program managers. Each of the regional offices are verifying program managers. They then are supposed to survey those huge non-compliance. They then are required to meet with the municipal manager, and they've got what they call the HPF authority. In phase two of EPWC, we spent over the last 5 years, we spent a lot of time creating the structure. Because what we found is that the municipal sphere is where we get our most opportunities. But we don't put ourselves in the minds of the municipal officials. Very often, when you first see EPWC, it's the job that nobody wants. And then they don't have anybody to speak to, get guidance from. As national, we speak a lot. You can ask me anytime, right here tonight, and I'll be here also in EPWC. But we don't understand that a lot of these people don't have anybody to refer to. What is the Ministry of Determination say? Under 14 rules, all of them. So we pick up these districts for them so we can present on a 14 basis to the district what is being done in other things, local municipalities. What consists of the EPWC project? How do you ensure that contractors actually pay on time? Can you get a hand with service beneficiaries of their eyes? And so, for example, those forums will be helpful forums for us to share what we find on our project visits. Also, what we do is, and this year, we decided in terms of our reporting system, we got a new system which then actually faced the requirements. We've now said that we do require public bodies to put in data such as QRX and all the things. Because that has become a requirement with regard to as of 2010. And that also contributes to the decent work agenda. So we then say, what is your UIX payment and what is your payment? We went on a series of workshops 5 years ago, and it's the one that kind of gets me really upset because there was a bit of discovery. Do we include it? Don't we include it? Are we becoming owners? Because public bodies are always becoming owners. It takes me a long time to report on what people have been paid, and it's very little money to put in terms of that. And we simply say to them, no, it's
work opportunity.
and we've now signed on the 31st of March a partnership with the Merck Center for 251 more offices. So the team is busy looking at that. And very much it is focused on slave labor. Now, if you look at that program, that's 89 offices of 13 years. If we took that costing, we will only pay 5,000 beneficiaries instead of meeting for the money that we have. So we always think that we need to do this cost benefit, and we would always require you to do the holistic explanation. And that should keep it in pocket, but the key part is none of our training is in all the training is increasing. But before I move from that point, it is not to say that the sanitation problem is not existing.
My colleague on my left tells me that even in that part, there's still very
high. In terms of putting the program, we had quite a number of purchases. We started the process in January 2014. It was a very cumbersome process. We needed to decide which of our horrific hopes and which of our not to be closed. We then decided that only hopes from a systematic approach would be closed given our financial constraints. What we then did was we engaged between February month and April month with HR. On the 11th of May, we advertised our post. On the 23rd of May, our post closed. There were vacancies in all regional offices, including head office in KZN and in Oka. The first appointment that we finalized were in August 2015, with staff meeting in December. We had approximately 29 post vacancies. Key posts that were filled in the financial year with our chief director, MMP. Now you can already see the chief director, MMP post was filled quite a lot of the 70 months. And that post was only filled as from the 1st of March. Okay? And so there are a few key appointments that are outstanding. Like I say, roughly 5 appointments that are outstanding. But there's another negative. We've got quite a few people in from outside, but some of our staff were emerging. So you have this constant issue of now you've promoted the assistant director to the deputy director, and people are versatile when you come to the executive. So I think that is one of the key issues that we have. Then in terms of placement of beneficiaries, I'm going to answer this very quickly. Bottom line is, we partner with a set of applicants. And we ask set of applicants in your service, can you ask them very specific questions? And I want to refer you then to the the labor market dynamic survey. This labor market dynamic survey is for 2014. And it states a very important one. But before we get there, it covers things such as...
No. Madam, I'd like you to stick to the questions and conclude your contribution. The other sister wants to contribute and members want to follow up. You are making a very detailed, elaborate presentation as it were. We appreciate the information, but we can't be over elaborate on each other.
Labor Market Dynamic Survey says that 7 out of 10 participants in the EPWP who have been part of the EPWP have found employment after the program. And then at EPWP we undertake a baseline study, and that's to follow the beneficiary from when they come into the program. In terms of Limpopo, we've been having huge problems with the two departments. This is not the first year that we've had problems. We provide technical assistance in identifying projects, in including labor-intensive components, in reporting, in we provide technical assistance to the ILO and the world bodies. the two departments are the Department of Education and the Department of Housing, Education and Training. And but I must also give you the biggest context. The biggest context is it was over 900 million. 1.2 of the 900 million, which is about 0.4%, is the 1.2 million. The department, the local department, basically gives us the basically, we cannot give him the money. We have to give him the money. I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. There is two sets of questions.
On the related to question one, how did we achieve 2,750 confirmation on testing with no SG and higher capacity documents? The 2,750 relates to property where we were able to find and get that information. For those who were able to do 2,750 confirmation and testing. The second question on where are the 2,750 located and what we plan to do with it. The 2,750 parcel land is a mix bag of vacant land and land was holding on them. For most of them, it is used by our user partners. There are those vacant ones which we are initiating studies to determine the highest and best use, how we can add the best value of those properties, and we are building with them. The last question on what action has GPW taken for the site release and SDIs that are not in GPW information. In terms of that, we've done a few things. The immovable asset register enhancement program that we have was used to confirm to whom properties belongs. We then went and identified the permission and how we are going to procure those required. We have met with the DRCLR to advise them on the large requirement that's coming for the investment confirmation and for them to advise them on the market requirements that funds can be made available for that process. In addition, we have a dedicated workshop. We do have a dedicated workshop working on this since last year, January. Consultation has taken time, but we are getting there, and they actually engage directly with relevant and that is my
thanks once more. There's two questions that I think are overlooked answer. The one was the question around the transfers. These happened on the E4 funds as we expect. No, it didn't. The transfers happened two ways. One in terms of the division of revenue act, in terms of what we think of DORA to those public entities, and what is, and for those that were going to entities were according to the agreed drawdown schedule. So it was all done according to this agreement. There's a question around are we tracking the development of our contractors, as we engage. I must say we have not actually put in place a process for the tracking of the development of contractors for the time. However, one of our key indicators of performance management in the current country is that we have developed a contractor development program which will be formalized. The development of the contractor has always been something that's assumed in terms of our SQL policies to ensure that we apply the appointment of those providers who apply the empowerment of imperatives, the PE, and the character. Just on this general basis. We have now decided to focus on a contractor development program which needs to be formalized and track the progress which will be doing this. I think we ran a pilot, and this pilot we ran in the Eastern Cape, part of the EPWP, we had a contractor development program in the Eastern Cape as a pilot. This has come under serious challenges because of abuse and all of that, and one of the things that we currently do is doing education around that. However, as a department, that's one of our key things that we want to achieve in this current state of our measures to ensure that we have a formalized process of constructive development program.
I think there's been quite a comprehensive discussion here. I will not respond. I will not respond to the question. But there's just two questions that I think I need to ask. In addition to what was said on the issue of the law, we asked the CIPD to review our. Problem with the previous one was that they were implemented, they would have been implemented because of the mechanism for setting aside, which we did not know that complied with the promise of the law. We will have noted that the minister did mention a need to identify some of those properties that we are assessing for. Then the question around the issue of the program that just with events. I think by and large the question is the program that assessment is correct because we worked on the schedule of programs that we know. On the basis of what the client, the main client, and our event manager, that is the event for, which is the president, chief of the council. Very often you will find that in that area, things are very good. The president has to have an impromptu agent in the summit. It couldn't have been in the plan, but because of the country, the tool that we have planned, well known, the State of the Nation address, is also the tablet program. The budget of treasury covered by treasury, our budget was subsidy and by the way, it was not part of it. So it was only the where we are serving. Now the additional events we had were large answers, and I can't remember the one I missed. Only one I missed. There are three events. The funeral of the late Minister Project Shaman could not be completed. The two rebellions. The political process to get to the point where that was reached could not have been completed. This problem did affect me elsewhere when I was in housing. When you have to provide for unforeseen and foreseeable in this budget, National is very strict. But when they say you are after thinking of that part, I thought you had for supply side. When you say I'm providing for events that will never happen, that I think may happen. And if they don't happen, they don't give you that.
expectation that the official from the department next to every person makes some contribution. Unfortunately, because we make a loan to the demand for the department. I guess you say we look at our programs and allocate the equivalent time for the no further
thanks very much, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to talk about that issue of vacancy. An indication was made that about 85 we advertised in January and March. And I think that was the last quarter of the year. I'm just worried about that one. If we are going to advertise in the very last quarter, can we do it from the beginning of the year? You told that we identified. I know some of them said they were affected by this question, but there are those that were not affected by this question. Can we make it in such a way that throughout the year, if the department that is dealing with that specifically, it can be in the position to do the throughout the year instead of just waiting for the last quarter of the year. Then we advertise a lot of positions and so on. And I don't know whether people are able to see them from all angles if at the end of the year we are able to actually make it. So maybe we should do that from another way. Thank you.
We have agreed that they will participate in the to make sure that we put the right